Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, in the grain futures complex here, we were mixed, but we closed just a little bit on the top side here, on the high side. But really a pretty slow day considering that tomorrow is a monthly USDA report. A lot of times there's a lot of fireworks leading up into that sort of thing. But today was really pretty slow. The USDA crop production and supply and demand and world supply and demand all come out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. during market hours. So we have the possibility to move again tonight. A lot of volatility tonight, and then again in tomorrow morning before the report. Most analysts are generally calling for a little bit lower production and yields for both the corn and soybeans. But that's why we have the report. We'll see what it says tomorrow. Wheat futures today steady. There really wasn't a whole lot of news in terms of what went on in the wheat market, other than the USDA announced that there's 120,000 metric tons of winter wheat, which is what we grow here in the South, to Nigeria, and that was in the 13-14 crop year. So that was a little bit of positive news, but really December closed unchanged, and then July 2014 Kansas City wheat closed at 693 and a quarter, and that was down about 4.5. Cotton futures were steady here, down 12 in December, and that's about 2 cents off the low, but about 10 cents off the high.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
To really break down what the USDA report, the guesstimates are for the report anyway, it looks like for corn, for the 2013 crop year, they're looking at about 13.62 billion bushels overall. That's with the yield of 153.7. Now, that's about 400 million bushels lower than what Informa said the other day, and about 4 bushels or 3.5 bushels per acre lower. If they look at what they said in August, they said 13.73, so this is about 150 million lower than what they said in August. Soybeans, on the other hand, they lowered as well, 3.14 billion bushels overall with the yield of 41.2. And they have harvested acres at 76.24. There's a lot of people talking about that the harvested acres for corn and beans both might be a little bit lower due to the fact that they got such a late start, but that's where they are now. If you look at ending stocks for the last year's crop, about the same as last month. We were 718 million bushels for corn and 123 million bushels for soybeans. But then the 13-14 crop year ending stocks for corn looked like the guess is about 1.73 billion bushels. Soybeans about 165 million bushels, so extremely tight there. And then wheat about 551 million bushels.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at our market numbers from today. October live cattle were up 2 cents at 125.05. September feeders were down 2 cents at 156.37. October lean hogs today were down 55 cents at 90.30. And in our grain markets, Kansas City September wheat was up 1.5 cents at 708 and 1 quarter. Chicago September corn up a nickel at 479 and 3 quarters. And September soybeans today were up 1.5 cents to close at 1405 and 1 quarter. October cotton today was down 5 points and closed at 84.80 cents per pound. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.